and welcome to the February edition of Cascade. Our journey to 2025. How we'll evolve during our journey to 2025. To help us along our journey to 2025 and to ensure we continue to do everything we can to improve people's lives, we know we need to make some changes. By changing the way we work and the technology we use, we can make life easier for our colleagues and improve the services we provide to our customers. To do this, we'll need to consider the following three areas: our process and plans, this is the way we do things now, and how we can do them better in the future. Our technology, these are the building blocks that make up Longhurst Group. Our people and customers, this is about ensuring that people understand these changes and are ready for them.
Focus on our technology, Dynamics. The continued introduction of Dynamics will represent the most significant change to our technology. Following last year's launch of Dynamics for Finance and Sales, a lot more activity is due to take place throughout 2020 as we look to improve our existing systems by replacing them with new ones. Focusing on creating solid foundations and getting things right for our people and customers, the following two projects are taking place this year. A new HR system called Dynamics People Services will be launched in spring. It will include some of the functionality of our existing HR21 platform. However, HR21 will not disappear at this stage, and care and support colleagues will not initially be affected by these changes. Later in the year, new customer relationship management functionality will be introduced through a platform called Dynamics Customer Engagement. Initially used for customer records and for parts of the case management process, it will eventually help us build a fantastic customer engagement tool. Regular updates about the changes being made and what they will mean for our colleagues and customers will be provided via the Lowdown, Cascade and Workplace Facebook. A SharePoint site containing more information about the Dynamics program will also be created. If you have any questions about the Dynamics program, please contact Sarah Walker, Program Manager.
Welcome aboard FlyLG. Our business continuity plan outlines how colleagues should react in the event of an incident which prevents the group from delivering our fantastic services. We'd like to take you through these plans and the procedures we'll follow should the unexpected happen during our journey to 2025. To get on board, we've produced a brief but important video for you to watch while referring to the safety card enclosed in the printed edition of Cascade. To view the video, fly over to our Workplace, Facebook Workplace, or the online version of Cascade.
Our proposed employment offer. As you know, we started the consultation process about our proposed new employment offer. The purpose of the consultation is to establish a new employment offer for all group colleagues from the 1st of April 2020. We believe the proposed offer will help us provide more consistency and fairness for colleagues. Having the right terms and conditions of employment is so important to helping us realise our vision, truly live our values, and to deliver our improving lives strategy. We really want you to get involved in the consultation process, as the executive leadership team want to know what you think about the proposal. To help us consult effectively, you can feedback by sharing your views with employee representatives or by emailing employeevoice@longhurst-group.org.uk. Feedback given during the consultation meetings will be collated and frequently asked questions will be created. These can be obtained from your employee representative and on our workplace. If you have any questions, please speak to your line manager or contact People Services via employeevoice@longhurst-group.org.uk or on 01205 319 623.
Our new approach to homelessness. This month, as part of our Improving Lives 2025 strategy, we're announcing a fundamental shift in the way we look to find vulnerable applicants a place to call home. Recently, a number of homeless individuals who have been nominated for one of our homes by their local authority have failed our standard pre-tenancy affordability checks because, while they can prove they can pay priority debts, they don't always have the required funds to fulfil all the criteria. Craig Taylor, our Director of Housing, wanted to try and change that and better help the most vulnerable in our communities to access the homes they desperately need. Craig has been in discussion with a number of our local authority partners who have agreed to help by ensuring that we have the minimum requirement of 1 week's rent. Therefore, from this month, we'll accept homeless nominations that show a surplus, providing they can meet priority debt payments. We'll accept a minimum of 1 week rent for homeless applicants with an agreement to pay an agreed amount towards increasing the credit on the account. We'll continue to ask for 4 weeks rent payment for those on housing benefits through the local authority. We'll make an immediate referral to our money advice service for these new customers, ask for 4 weeks rent up front from customers on Universal Credit, which, through advance payment, should be achievable. Our income team will then assess whether we need to place the customer onto a managed payment plan after assessing the risk. We'll also encourage our housing officers to work closely with the tenancy support officer or care and support to identify any specialised support that's required. If you have any questions about our new approach, please contact Craig Taylor.
Customers rent to increase from April. On the 1st of April 2020, we'll introduce our first rent increase for 7 years. This decision follows a change in government legislation which allows us to increase customers' rent by the Consumer Price Index, CPI, plus 1%. In October 2019, the CPI was announced by the government as 1.7%. We've given the rent increase a lot of thought and discussed the issue at length with our board. We believe that in order to deliver on commitments set out in our Improving Lives 2025 strategy, we need to apply the increase of CPI plus 1%. This month, we'll be writing to all customers to inform them of the increase and explain the reasons behind the decision. We'll also provide them with a list of frequently asked questions and details of our in-house money advice service. This content will be made available for colleagues to view on our workplace. If you have any questions, please contact Craig Taylor.
Group consolidation focus groups. Following our consolidation as one organisation in July last year, our business transformation team wanted to gain a better understanding of colleagues' views on the process. Research was undertaken to explore what went well and what we can learn from. The main objectives were to understand the impact of the group consolidation, particularly the effects on individual roles, identify how well the communication of the change was managed, and ascertain what additional information may have been useful and how processes could be improved in the future. Two focus groups were conducted in Birmingham and Boston, with colleagues invited from all business areas across the regions. Three telephone interviews were also carried out, and feedback from the 2025 sessions run by our people services team were also incorporated. Most colleagues felt well informed and there was sufficient communication throughout the process. The majority of issues involved internal systems or processes, or when dealing with external stakeholders, for example, courts or suppliers.
Here are some of the lessons learnt. Phase timings of major events. A number of changes happened on the same day, for example, consolidation, pensions, dynamics, new contractors, and where possible, colleagues would prefer this to be phased over a period of time. The changes made to regions within some teams were not communicated effectively, which had an impact on other teams' knowledge. Providing clarity on this more widely would be beneficial. While some teams had been preparing for the consolidation for at least 18 months, other teams felt unprepared. Others suggested the dissemination of information through line managers varied. In future, line managers will be provided with guidance to help disseminate information.
Our new procurement policy. Our new procurement policy has now been approved, which will help us achieve value for money, or VFM, in all goods and services that we procure. VFM is about doing the best with the budget available, managing suppliers to deliver more, managing customer expectations, and ensuring that all procurement and purchasing decisions support our Improving Lives strategy. The new policy sets out our approach to procurement and outlines the steps colleagues should take when procuring services to ensure compliance. It follows the establishment of a dedicated procurement team, led by Head of Procurement Matthew Raines, which will support all areas of the business by addressing risk, ensuring VFM, and supporting teams with capacity, advice, and guidance. The full policy is now available to view on the Policies and Procedures portal on our workplace. A document has been produced to outline what approach colleagues should take, depending on the value of goods or services they're procuring. This is available in the online version of Cascade and on our workplace. Please contact Matthew Raines if you're unsure or require advice and guidance.
National Task Force appointment. We're proud to have been selected to sit on a national panel to shape the way social value is measured. Along with 22 other organisations from across the country, we've been appointed to the Housing Association's Charitable Trusts, HACT, the UK Social Value in Housing Task Force. Together, the panel of experts will shape how social value is measured and how it helps to demonstrate an organisation's commitment to its customers, society and the environment. Our Community Investment Directorate is central to helping us to improve the lives of our customers and communities through our ambitious 2025 strategy. The UK Social Value in Housing Task Force will meet four times in the first 6 months of this year before producing a report celebrating the sector's engagement with social value measurement and providing recommendations on next steps in research, development and practical use. For more information, contact Charmaine Simi.
New signage coming soon. New group signage will soon be installed at all our remaining corporate offices. This follows the installation of new signage at our offices in Boston and Birmingham back in September, which represented the first phase of this exciting project to visually mark our consolidation as one organisation. The team behind the project will be visiting various locations over the coming weeks, with work set to take place during March. Before work begins at a particular office, colleagues based at that location will be notified in advance to keep things running as smoothly as possible. We appreciate your patience and support during the process. Work to update our care and support schemes in other locations is scheduled to take place throughout the course of the year.
Improving Lives Podcast, Episode 3, our Jack Monroe Special. In this special edition of our Improving Lives podcast, we hear from Jack Monroe, renowned food writer, journalist, and poverty activist. Jack joined us at our Improving Lives 2025 launch event at the Kingsgate Conference Centre in Peterborough. She took time to sit down with us and talk about her experiences of food poverty and how she believes we can solve the current food poverty crisis. To listen to the podcast, click the link in the online version of Cascade. Visit the Improving Lives podcast page on our website or search for Improving Lives wherever you get your podcasts. As always, if you have any questions about our 2025 strategy, please get in touch. You can either email questions at longhurst-group.org.uk or add a question to the Improving Lives 2025 page on Workplace by Facebook. All questions are available on our Workplace. If you have a story you would like including in a future edition of Cascade, please contact the communications team. Thanks for listening.